From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news. European creditors give Greece an extension. And for the latest on efforts to ease Greece's economic issues, we turn to Henry Ridgewell in London.
Eurozone finance ministers agreed to extend financial aid to Athens by 4 months, lifting for now the threat that Greece would run out of money within weeks. Greek finance minister Yanis Varoufakis said it was the first step on a long journey.
We have found partners amongst those who up until very recently looked at us with suspicion.
Chairman of the Eurogroup, Jeroen Dijsselbloem, said the deal would not allow Greece to immediately start reversing austerity measures. The deal will only be ratified once Greece's creditors are satisfied with a list of reforms to be submitted by Monday. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko accused the Kremlin on Friday of direct involvement in the sniper deaths of Russia anti-Russia protesters last year in Kyiv. He made the charge on the first anniversary of the killings. Russian Foreign Ministry called the accusation madness. The new U.S. Defense Chief Ashton Carter made a surprise visit to Afghanistan earlier today. In Kabul, he is conferring with commanders and Afghan leaders about the future of the American military presence in Afghanistan. Only days after taking the helm as Defense Secretary, Carter paid an unannounced visit to a country where U.S. troops have been deployed for more than 13 years, but are now in a scaled-back mode. You can get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Nations envoy to Yemen says rival political parties, including the Shiite rebels that recently seized power in the majority Sunni country, are getting closer to reaching a deal that could prevent the country from sliding into civil war. Jamal Bin Ammar said issues that remain unresolved include the status of the presidency. Yemen has been mired in political turmoil since Houthi rebels seized the capital, Sana'a, in September. A UN commission on rights violations in Syria says it's considering publishing some of the names of suspected perpetrators of war crimes in that country's civil war. VOA's Margaret Bashir has details.
The four-person commission of inquiry had an informal closed-door meeting with Security Council members on Friday.
What we share with the Security Council
is... Lead Commissioner Paulo Pinheiro said afterward that in a bid to end impunity in Syria, the panel will decide by mid-March whether to publish some of the names.
Just to release the names without any follow-up, we don't think that is very constructive.
The commission has previously compiled four confidential lists of alleged perpetrators. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Police in Britain appealing for information to help find three teenage schoolgirls who are believed to be traveling to Syria to join the Islamic State militants. The girls, aged 15 to 16, attend the same school in East London. Police believe they are following the example of another teenage girl from their school who left for Syria in December. As it seeks to ramp up domestic defense production, India has called on global arms makers eyeing the country's large weapons market to share technology with Indian companies. Anjana Pasricha reporting from New Delhi.
The message to more than 300 foreign firms from over 30 countries, which lined up to take part in the Aero India show in Bangalore, was clear. They must manufacture in India with local partners to win defense contracts that could add up to $250 billion over the next decade. Saying that India wants to slash defense imports from 60% at present to 30%, Prime Minister Narendra Modi called on foreign companies to turn from sellers to strategic partners.
We have the reputation as the largest importer of defense equipment in the world.
Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
Fire in one of the world's tallest apartment buildings in Dubai sent people scrambling for safety today. Flames were shooting from the 70-story Marina Torch building when firefighters arrived on the scene. There were no immediate reports of casualties. The cause is being investigated.
That's the latest world news from VOA.